With no new organ CDs to share with you this month, I've taken on board a suggestion sent to me by a regular listener to Organ First Radio. Stay with us and find out what it is. Roy Philpott emailed to suggest that it would be great to have a show that featured classical pieces of music to really show off the playing skills and versatility of electronic artists and their instruments. Okay, so dotted throughout this month's Organ First Radio will be some which will demonstrate just that, commencing with John Beazley at the Yamaha ELX1 with the Toccata in G by Dubois. Thank you. It's Carter in G by Dubois, played by John Beasley, an artist in the good old days of organ festivals who could turn his hand to all types of music. Another request I had was from David Small, who asked if I could find a copy of an early 78 RPM disc by Sidney Gustard titled I Found You. Well, although I wasn't able to find that actual track, I've come up with what I hope is the next best thing, which is the artist Sidney Gustard playing Nola on the organ that he made quite a number of recordings, the Gaumont-Chester Compton organ. Nola, played by Sidney Gustard on the organ that he got to know very well during his residency at Chester, and although not all made on this organ, he was a prolific broadcaster and appeared on the wireless over 400 times. Anyway, David, hope you still enjoyed that substitution track. Whilst we're still spinning at 78 RPM, coming up next is an item actually sent to me by a listener who maintains that he's never heard the artist featured on any programme of this kind. Come to think of it, neither have I, because the name of Keys Hammond is one that I've never heard of. Whoever the said Keys Hammond was, he did make a few 78s, and it was Terry Chapman who sent me a copy of Some of These Days, one of five records that he has on the Esquire label and dating from December 1953. As Terry suggests, there's something familiar about the style of playing, so could Keys Hammond have been an artist recording under another name? To me, there is a touch of Fats Waller about the style, but I'm pretty sure if it was him, then that information would have been made known in any of the books, recordings and discographies that abound on that artist. So, the music enhancement program on my computer went into overdrive to clean this side up, but it was well worth it, as I'm sure you'll agree. Some of These Days, played by Keys Hammond. Thank you. Some of these days, and if anyone does have information on artist Keys Hammond, both Terry Chapman, who brought it to my attention, and I would certainly like to hear from you. Back to the classics, and a track from one of my all-time favourite artists who I had the pleasure of knowing back in my Manchester broadcasting days. I don't think I'll ever forget the sight of the diminutive and shy Japanese organist Maria Kumagai seated for the very first time at the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Free Trade Hall when she played a concert as part of the then Manchester International Organ Festivals. In her short career as a concert artist, she made just 4 LPs, all on electronics, and the majority of which she recorded in her rented flat. I recall her telling me that in order to get the reverberation she wanted, she put the organ speaker cabinets in her tiled bathroom along with the microphone. So this is the sound of the Rogers 340 organ and the very famous Prelude in C-sharp minor by Rachmaninoff. Maria Kumagai and the Prelude in C-sharp minor by Rachmaninoff. Some absolutely gorgeous playing. One of the most inventive and widely respected organists was Brian Sharp, an artist who had just as much affection for electronics as he did for the theatre pipe organ. From one of the recordings where he gently weaves those two sounds together is this next one, which he recorded on the Orla GT9000 together with the Roland Phantom XR theatre organ in a box. Here's the lovely poem by Fibish. Poem by Fibish, played there by Brian Sharp. Well, I had a lovely email from a Mr. David Fleming Miller up there in Scotland, who just loves to hear the recordings of Brian Sharp and his famous Orlitzer, so I know that track will have been very popular. At this point in the programme, I'd like to take a few moments to remember another great name in the organ world by the inclusion of a couple of pieces played by a very dear friend of mine who passed away 2 years ago, on the 29th of June. His name was Graham Wright, and for a great many years he was the name behind the Farfisa brand of organs, a person who also had a great input to the various models produced by the famous Italian firm. In later years, he came to live down in Cornwall with his wife Claire. Only being just 20 minutes down the road, I spent many a happy time with him talking about the organ world in general. When it came to classical music, he was very much at home, and so here are two items which he recorded on the Farfisa 991 with its digital ensemble DE20. The first is the Prelude from the Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite. Graham Wright. The Prelude from the Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite, played there by Graham Wright. Composition was composed by Paul Reed for the 1987 BBC TV series. In 1991, having spawned three other programmes in the series, it won the Ivor Novello Award for the Best TV Theme Music. Remaining with Graham Wright at the Farfisa 991, this is Reverbere's composition, Scaramouche. Scaramouche, which of course was made popular in the third studio recording of the group Rondo Veneziano. Anyway, I do hope you enjoyed hearing both those tracks played by a sadly missed friend of mine, Graham Kingston Wright. I came across this next track on a CD of music devoted to popular classics, recorded back in 2006 by Blackpool Tower organist Phil Kelsall. Many versions of the Berceuse or Cradle song from Gabriel Fayet's Dolly Suite are for more than one pair of hands, and often a combination of instruments too. However, this is a solo transcription of Opus 56 No. 1, performed on the Technics SX-FA1. Are you sitting comfortably? Then Phil Kelsall will begin. Thank you. The Bacous from the Dolly Suite, played there by Phil Kelsall. And if you thought you recognised that piece of music, then it was the signature tune used for the programme Listen with Mother, which I always did until 1982, when I was 47 years of age and they stopped broadcasting it. My favourite stories were those of Wiggly Worm. Anyway, enough of this stupidity. In the many hundreds of recordings that Reginald Dixon made, there were only two on electronics, one of them featuring the Rogers Trio model. Here he is then with the famous Gopak by Kachaturian. The Gopak, played there by Reginald Dixon. Back in the 80s, I was connected with a series of organ festivals mounted in conjunction with the Pontins Leisure Holiday Group, and in total, there were 6 Spring in Spain festivals held in their huge hotel in Torremolinos. One of the many trips that we took the festival goers on was to the lovely Alhambra Gardens in Granada. Spanish guitarist and composer Francisco Torriga composed the lovely Memories of Alhambra in 1896, although on her CD titled Postcard from Europe, Penny Whedon titles it as Fountains of Alhambra. Well, the fountains are indeed a focal point in that magnificent Spanish fortress, and so here is Penny at a Yamaha EL900M and Tyros 3 to conjure up a musical picture for us. The Fountains of Alhambra, played there by Penny Whedon. One piece of music beloved of theatre and electronic organists alike is Rimsky-Korsakov's short but sweet Flight of the Bumblebee, played for us now by Yuri Takibana on the Roland Atelier AT-900. The Flight of the Bumblebee, played by Yuri Takibana. Earlier in the programme we heard Maria Kumagai, and here's a third star from the Orient, someone who is no stranger to the organ world, Chiyo Tsunemoto, or should that now be Mrs. John Smith? Whichever. In these next two short items, Chiyo is on the Yamaha EL900, and she's joined by a fellow artiste on Yamaha Clavinova, as together they play Fossils, and then the finale from the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. Thank you. One of the first organists to have his name associated with the Boehm range of organs was multi-talented Mark Shakespeare, who left us far too early in life. I think he was also one of the first to tackle the Bohemian Rhapsody when it first burst onto the pop music scene. Well, this is the sound of Mark on the Diamant 400 CT model.
Thank you.
Bohemian Rhapsody there, played by Mark Shakespeare. And with that, we're almost at the end of this month's Organ First Radio, which, in the main, was a roundup of classical items played on a variety of electronic organs by a variety of organists, past and present. Well, as we commence the hour with a toccata, let's close with another. The exciting toccata from the Suite Gothique by Bulman. To perform it on the three-manual digital Allen organ in St. Paul's Church in Cheam, we have the celebrated classical organist herself, Carol Williams. This is Alan Ashton, bringing to a close the June edition of Organ First Radio.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.